Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That was that's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and that and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to him. They call me Daddy, A.K. Dicko. A.K. Dicko. 3 times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh. Whoa. Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that. But that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kate Pickles Girls, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents? Your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice. And as I said before,
TAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host TAZ. I got my other co-host, Ant-Man. You in the house?
Yes, sir. I'm right here with you, bro. What's going on, Taz?
Not much, baby. And we got a good show going on tonight. Being that this is Game 7, and it's killing me.
But I'm gonna do this show, baby. Got the TV on mute and everything. Also in the house, area code 704-704. Introduce yourself.
704.
Isn't this Curtis? Kurt, you in the house?
Yeah, this is Curtis Wayne Hurley. What's up, man?
And,
apologize for the brain lock there.
And area code 318. Introduce yourself.
It's your boy, Jeter Jones. Fresh out of that 318. Boot up.
What's up, baby? We finally talking. So instead of typing, we talking now.
Yeah.
Straight up. And I'm going to start with you since you got a show later on. We got to get you on out of here so you can put that down. Explain, Mr. Jeter Jones, exactly what you do.
Well, you know, I started off R&B Lace, but I've been old now. So, I mean, I just do pretty much music that I like, you know, more of the old school variety with that very lyrical, but still having a fresh beat that you can bob your head to, but still just telling a story. So I try to stick to what I know, what I was raised off of. So that's pretty much my music in a nutshell.
What got you started, man? Because like when I flew through and listened, because this is how I always find people. I listened to their music and I started, man, I was feeling it. And then I seen my boy Smitty was down with you too, and I was like, oh, that's my boy. No wonder I'm feeling. I mean, you know, because we feel the same thing. So how did you get started doing what you do?
Well, a couple of musicians from my church. You know, I was singing in the church, and we had a little gospel group, and it got old to me, and two, I wasn't living the life that I should be living in the church. So, you know, I was actually out here in the street. And a couple of guys got with me and was like, they was going to form a group. So I just actually started off singing background for them doing R&B. We started doing, like, weddings, reunions and stuff. And we just took a collab of, like, some of the best church singers. And I actually took a liking to it. So I ended up being too good for the background. And everybody was like, man, you should be out front. You should be out front. And finally, I started doing my own thing because I overgrew it, and I dealt with the hate and everything to where you do a show and Cats wouldn't even let me get a song. And I was like, what's up? You know, and I dealt with that. But, I mean, now I'm out front. I'm enjoying it. It's so much fun.
And that's exactly why I got Curtis Hurley on here, Curtis Wayne Hurley on here, because he does gospel. And I knew, and man, without you even saying it, I could tell in your songs you sung gospel before. For real.
Oh, yeah.
It's all in the song, and I'm like, man, that's a whole lot of heart in this song. You know, a couple of the songs that I've heard you actually perform on. So that's exactly why I had Kurt come in and call in early so he can hear some of your stuff as well.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up.
Looking forward to it.
The song, Quality Time. Explain that before I play it.
Well, I mean, my old lady used to always talk about, you know, QT. And a lot of people don't, we kind of stray away from the little things that mean a lot, just like cuddling up on a blanket and watching. But the beat was so old school, it took me back to some Teddy V. And I was like, man, I gotta put something that means something on here. And so she always talk about the special moments, the quality time. So that's what I wrote about, quality time, just watching a movie or just going out on the town, you and her relaxing, enjoying yourself.
This is Quality Time by Jeter Jones.
take your time and get ready. I've got reservations for two. We can go dancing too, or listen to some down.
I know you heard some of it because I've seen you click in.
Yeah,
what you heard,
yeah.
Did you like that song?
I was digging it. You know, that's, you know, like the other person was saying, you know, definitely the old school R&B needs to come back. Maybe with a little bit, you know, a twist of the new, but not too much. But the old school R&B, the harmonies, you know, the you know, not being so brash and, you know, about sex, but making it classy. That definitely needs to come back. And I love those sweet, mellow sounds. I'm a big fan of that. So, yeah, loved it. What I was hearing, I was like, well, who's that? Yeah.
You got a hit, Jeter. And a matter of fact, I'm going to get this straight. What's your name, Jeter Jones, or because you got another page on Facebook, Fago Red Pop.
Well,
which one is it, dog?
Fago, Fago Red Pop on Facebook. But, I mean, Jeter Jones is my stage name, but my real name is Gary Charles Jones.
Okay, cool. And what jumped out to me was the Jeter part, of course, because that's my last name. So I was like... Yeah, and I was tripping because you in Mansfield, Louisiana, right?
That's right. That's where I rep.
And my people from Mansfield, Ohio, so it was really a trip. When I told my dad about it, my dad was tripping. what else you just contribute to the writing and the performance on each track?
I pretty much produce. I do it all. All I be needing is engineering. Wayne Darby at Xanadu Studios does my mixing and mastering, but I mean, I do it everything I can, you know, right at home.
Right. And how did you know my boy Smitty Beats?
Like I said, I was searching SoundClick, and I loved a lot of Smitty Beats as far as me doing a Southern Soul CD. So I bought a couple of his tracks, and I did. Phones, and then I looked him up and sent him to him to get his expert opinion on it. And we just got to talking on the phone, and I mean, we became friends that way. And I mean, he's just been a blessing to me for my whole Southern Soul CD with the beat.
But that's cool, man. Because Smitty is like family to me. I went out to Las Vegas to visit Smitty a couple times, and he's been on the show before, and we've just been friends for a long time. That's cool.
He gave me great advice.
Oh, yeah. Smitty knows a lot. Mm-hmm. Very much so. The song Got My Love.
Okay.
Introduce that.
Well, that's one of the debuts off the Southern Souls, the Sweet Jones Trapped on the East Side of Town CD, which all the beats on the CD come from Smitty. He's making custom-made beats for me. And, I mean, that song, I mean, they just talk about relationships, you know, how... the infidelity where you're sneaking around, but on the outside you feel like you got control of somebody else's wife or woman because she's going out her way and he's not really paying her attention because he's out there with other women. So it's kind of like you're sending a message to him saying, hey, you don't get right, I'm going to help.
Okay, the song Got My Love.
You
and that's old school coming back for real. I like that.
I actually played the wrong song.
I played the wrong one.
No, I explained the wrong song. I talked about it.
Oh, okay. Brother Ant.
Wow. That was amazing, man. I loved it. That is old school at its core right there. You know what that's going to make me do, Taz? That's going to make me do something I didn't want to do. That's going to make me go out and steal that man's CD because I ain't got no money right now. So I'm going to go out and steal that man's CD.
Tawana.
Amazing.
Miss
I love
Blonde,
it.
Blonde Ambition.
Uh-huh.
What did you think about that?
You know what, I was sitting here thinking, and I was like, you know, that's definitely something that, you know, I used to go to the old school bootleg joints, you know, I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and we had the bootleg joints, you know, it was like the juke joints or something, and that'd be the type of thing that would be up in the jukebox, you know, and you're sitting back with your,
right.
with your fish and fries, and you got your little Long Island, and you got that playing in the background, Marvin Cease type thing. You know, that's definitely what it put me in the mind of. I was like, wow, that's like you went right there. Old school all day. Yeah.
just admit it. That makes you want to go out and steal that man's CD. Just say it.
Yes, I would definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and like I would love to have heard the whole other first song too, you know. But, yeah, definitely. And you know what? I go on SoundClick sometimes too, looking for beats myself because I was about to start, you know, looking for some old school stuff myself that I could write to. And I would love to, you know, see some of Smitty's beats. You know, hear some of them,
exactly.
Maybe buy a few. That'd be nice.
Oh yeah, Smitty's a bad boy. When I was in Las Vegas, when he used to live there, he gave me like. CD of, I guess, it was full of MP3 beats, so I got like about over 100 on one. So, yeah.
Okay, so you just go in there and just look for him and you'll pull up his stuff?
It's spelled like Mitty,
yeah.
And it's Mitty.
Yeah.
He's one of my friends on Facebook.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, if you come send me a friend request, then you can send me a link, you know, a link or something to where your beats are, and I'll come buy some. You know?
Yeah. I'll tell them, too, most definitely. Curtis Wayne Hurley, I know you was feeling
yeah.
that as well.
Yeah, man. You know, it kind of feels like the place where Tony was trying to get you a few years ago. They were trying to bring that same type of groove. And that's
yeah.
where it took. Like you know, like you and your three boys chilling with that. It's a real smooth summertime chilling on the beach groove, man. Love that. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I know, Gita, you gotta go and get ready for a show tonight. Give the people
mm-hmm.
your information where they can get your music.
You can find it on iTunes, Amazon, you know, just recently on Facebook at Gita Jones. But you just Google me and it'll come up. You know, we just hit 2 million on YouTube, so God is blessing us.
Sweet.
Hey.
That's great, man. That's great. And I'm glad I found you. Like I said, being that I'm friends with Smitty, that's why I came in contact with you on Facebook and knew, you know, that it was going to be some good product for real.
That's what's up. I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to be on the show. This is a great experience, and it's all new to me, so I'm so excited about it. So,
well, that's good, man, because you can go back on Blog Talk and put this, play it back, download it, and play it for your friends or whatever, and have it in your, have it on your person as well. So I'm glad I got you on the show, and when a new material come out, hit me up, and I'll get you back, Kat.
Okay, and thank y'all for y'all opinion. That was such a blessing to me.
You're welcome.
No problem, you, bro. No problem at all.
Y'all have a good night.
You too, man.
Take care, man. Break a mic.
Oh, yeah. We can walk on tables and chairs tonight. That's what's up. So have a go. All right.
Mr. Curtis Wayne Hurley.
Yes, sir.
Gospel singer. You've been on the show before. I love your stuff. I've seen your videos. Man, tell me what's been going on since the last time you've been on?
Working on a new project. Supposed to have it finished by middle of July, hopefully. We're getting ready to try to put together a USO tool. We're going to hit all the military bases first before we hit other places. And just try to show some love to the people who are putting their lives on the line for us on a daily basis. And we're going to start with them, try to give them some encouragement, some peace. Been writing for a couple other artists. I can't really put their names out right now until their project's finished. But things are coming off cool, man. I'm enjoying where the God has taken us, where the Lord is blessing us. It's all good right now.
And you do all the production too as well. See, I'm old and might not remember for the last time you was on the show, but I do think that's what you do as well and write the songs as well.
Yeah, I'm a singer, songwriter, musician. It is not very many of us around. Most people just sing or write. I get on stage sometimes with, you know, with just being the keyboard man and put it down as I'm feeling it. And but yeah, I write all the music that I write. On this project, I did work with Chris Clay. He did do two tracks for me because he was saying that my sound is so different from what's out there. I need to do a couple radio cuts just to, you know, just to make people feel at ease, and then I can take them to space with the rest of my stuff.
Right.
So I agreed to work with him, and he did some nice pieces, and I did lyrics on that, but majority of the stuff is just on me. It's what God gives me. And, I don't even have to work that hard. I just am repeating what I'm hearing in my heart. Man.
And that's the way to write, too. That's the best way to write, from the heart, because it's real and genuine. Jesus loves me. I know it ain't the Jesus loves me that I grew up with. my daddy is a preacher in Ohio, so I know good and well. Jesus loved me, the one I grew up with. Explain the song, Cat.
I was walking in downstairs in the kitchen, man, playing with the kids, and I just started hearing that in my spirit. A lot of people do not know that. A lot of people look around and see the terrible things that are happening, and they hear the horrible news, and they feel like they're alone on this earth. And hearing that song burst out of my spirit the way it did, I just, you know, ran back upstairs and tried to put it down. And the only thing it is just a word of encouragement to tell people that God actually does care for them. He sent Jesus here to die for them. You know, all the other stuff that you're hearing is a straight-up lie. And the way he gave it to me with the beat pumping the way it was, I just ran with it.
Jesus Loves Me by Curtis Wayne Hurley.
I know Jesus loves me.
I know, and there'll be times when I will come under attack, 'cause the Spirit of God lives in me. Yeah, I know I will face resistance because of my insistence that Jesus' blood has cleansed me. Yeah, it doesn't matter what anybody says or does. I get stronger from the power of my Father's love. Not afraid of anything a man can do to me. I'm standing tall because I know Jesus loves me. Always rosy, but my Father knows me. He can deliver me from anything, yeah. Any predicament I'm placed in, decision I am facing, my God will always see me through, yeah. It doesn't matter what anybody says or does. I get stronger from the power of my Father's love. Not afraid of anything a man can do to me. I'm standing tall because I
I knew that wasn't the one I grew up with. That was swinging. My mama might have slapped me in the head because I would have been jamming too hard on that one. For real. We're going to start with Tawana, Miss Braun Ambition. What did you think about that song, Jesus Loves Me?
You know what? I really love the message, you know, and what he was saying about how, you know, everybody needs uplifting songs. We need more of that type of thing. It had a real, what do you want to say, that 80s? Well, you know, around that time, when I was younger, it had that type of sound to it, like, you know, so it brought me back to my childhood, that type of sound, you know, that was out around that time. It's nice. I liked it.
Mm. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Ant, I know you love gospel music anyway.
Oh, you know gospel music is like rhythm to my soul, bruh. And I sat here with my eyes closed and was listening to it, and it was awe-inspiring to me. I loved it that much. Now I feel bad that I talk about going to steal some CDs, man. I'm about to get on my knees and pray now.
You get on your knees and pray, right?
Right. But I loved it. It was awe-inspiring to me. It was smooth. It was well-delivered. It was inspiring.
I appreciate that, bro. Thank you, man.
And I'm going to repent tonight, bro, okay?
Curtis, you know, I'm feeling you because, of course, I got you on the show, man, because, like I said, this is your second time being back. What venues have you performed at? Because I'm looking at the videos. I remember I seen one of the videos the last time you was on the show. Now you just got videos all over the place, bro.
Trying to keep it moving, man. We're actually working on another one for it, actually the one for this song. We're going to try to – a lot of the gospel the videos that you see are far too serious. They are – you know, everything is gut-wrenching and heart-wrenching. We want to make this one a little bit lighthearted and a little bit daring because the video depicts – I'm actually going to be standing on a street corner in downtown Charlotte with a big sign that says free hugs. I'm going to have hidden cameras, see how many people, with the song playing in the background, see how many people I can get that actually hug me. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And of course, we're going to have a few ringers in there. I'm going to have a couple of ladies who are, you know, going to hug the brother hard enough to hurt his back. And he's going to walk away staggering at that point. But then for the rest of the video, I'm kind of running from them.
Like the monkeys. Oh, that's cool.
That's different.
Yeah, you know, because you kind of get tired of everything being so heavy in the gospel, and everything isn't that heavy. You know, the Bible says, you know, laughter is doing good like a medicine. So, you know, let's get some meds or some people.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make this a little more lighthearted. And, you know, the track is uplifting. The track is, you can bounce a little bit and then get a little comedy, but the message that they'll walk away with while they're laughing at this video is that Jesus actually does love me, and that's what we're trying to put down. But as far as the venues that we've been to, we've been up and down the East Coast, man. still haven't hit the ATL yet, but when we do,
when
come,
you
yet,
do, definitely. You know you better holler at me, bro. When you do, you know you better holler at me for real.
Definitely, I'm gonna make sure I fall by before and after. So. Yeah, man. Definitely don't call.
The song Resist. Now, I you know, that's not an average gospel title for a song. So tell me the premise behind that song, Resist.
This is going to sound a little crazy, but, you know, it's the way God deals with me sometimes. I got this vision for a church. it was just a black T-shirt with the red letters Resist on it in James 4:7. And that's, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And that's the title track of the project. We're trying to create that attitude that people should walk away from the devil and stop getting caught by the devil because, you know, the devil has you thinking all of these crazy things that, you know, that you were defeated, that you were broke, that you were busted. Even though you're in those things right there, you don't have to stay there. You know, you got to start opening your mouth and speaking your changes. You got to start believing. The world calls it self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, they just stole something else from the Bible. It's that speaking things in faith, and that trap resists telling people, you know, resist the fornication, resist the temptation. You know, you can stand up to the devil and say, "Yo, get out of my face." And you know, it's that punk that's been messing with you all this time while you were in elementary school, and you finally stand up to him, find out he ain't as hard as he made himself out to be. And that's what we're trying to create with this. Try to give you something else to bounce your head to. I got one of my boys, Julian Amateur. He's called Two Cool Jewels, to put this little rhyme on it for us. So we try to just go a little different direction with this. But it's still got that old school funk to it, like I try to do.
Life be talking, trying to kill the steel, deceive, trying to take you off the Bible and the God that you believe, and the temptation that the devil says you can beat. Submit to God and resist him, watch him choke on his defeat, yeah. Understand where his power lies, making suggestions that stay in the mind. Doesn't matter what he said or what you heard, you can't defeat him if you stand on God's word. Tell temptation to go, tell a fornication no, tell a devil you don't know me. Is this a man, you know he gotta flee. Tell a temptation to go, tell a fornication no, tell a devil you don't know me. Is this a man, you know he gotta flee. From the dawn of time, you know, trying to keep you from succeeding, keep you from the overflow, and trying to play you, trying to keep you from the truth, that your God has no power, and his Holy Ghost lives in you, oh, understand where his power lies, making suggestions that stay in the mind.
Curtis Wayne Hurley.
heard that.
I'm feeling that, baby. Tawana, what you think about Curtis' song?
Well, I really love the hook. I like the way he, you know, was flipping that, and then the, you know, the chorus was, you know, the background was coming. I liked that. That was like a, you know, it was catchy. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, once again, he's got that old school sound going. You know, so it's taking me back to my younger years, and definitely it was a nice song, well put together. You know.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Brother Ann.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song from the beginning to the end. And like Miss Tawana said, the hook was there. It does give you that old school vibe. It's a beautiful song. I love the concept of the song. Like you said, Taz, you know, it's kind of strange to hear a gospel song entitled Resist, but when you hear the song, when you hear the song, you understand it. You know, so and you know gospel, you know, of course anything that has to do with gospel is like you know, music to my soul and stuff. I appreciate everything I heard. You're an incredible artist, and I'm definitely gonna be looking out for you in the future.
I appreciate that much. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Kurt, I wanna thank you for coming in, man. And also keep doing what you're doing, dog. I'm loving it. And you know, when I don't say nothing, I'm still listening and looking at the videos and everything. So keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Well, who knows, man? We may try to get you up here to make a guest appearance in a vid, man.
Yeah, I could do something for you, bro. If it's music or you want me to write or want me to rap or do something on there, I will.
Most definitely, man. All right. I don't know who you
think. Give your information, Curry, so people can hit you up and actually go to check out some of your videos as well.
Actually, all you would need to do is Google my name, Curtis Wayne Hurley, but you'll find both the projects. The first single off the new project, Resist, is already up at Amazon, at iTunes, at just about every online store. And the project from last year, the one from 2 years ago, I should say, anyway, that one's still up at iTunes. But you Google my name, you'll see all the videos that we are doing, the ones we're about to produce. You're going to see a word video, as they call it, just the lyrics from the song and some moving pictures and things. We're going to put one of those out as a precursor to the video that I was describing earlier. But hit us up on YouTube. Hit us up on Facebook, Curtis Wayne Hurley. Hit me on Twitter, Curtis Wayne Hurley. You know, I'd be glad to talk with you. You know, pretty soon we're going, I'm going to get you your shirt, Taz, man. I am. I am, man.
It's all good, baby.
I'm a word on that. But, man,
thank you again, Curtis, for coming in.
Man, I'm honored that you are invited me out here again, man. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
It's all good. Miss Blonde Ambition, I want you to explain exactly what you do, because I know you do music recording, or is it a production? I know you went to the school.
Full Sail University, yeah. I attend the Full Sail University for music production. And basically, pretty much I do a lot of things. I do video production, video editing. I do music production, you know, pretty much putting beats together, or, you know, recording. You know, they taught me how to do all that kind of stuff. Mostly I just, you know, do me right now, because I get so busy with work and everything else. Other stuff to the, you know, the stuff that I love to do to the side sometimes, but that's mostly what I'm doing right now, is working on stuff for me. I actually sing, and, you know, I write, and I love to write, you know, just hear a song or even buy someone else's beat and, you know, just write to it. You know, I'm always on the lookout for new beats that I can write to, and or I'm either creating my own. So, you know, that's pretty much what I do. I'm just a fledgling producer, nobody special. You know what I'm saying? I don't have albums and things. I've done songs, and, you know, I'm kind of hard on myself, so I don't even push them out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those type of people who's perfectionist. And if it wasn't my parts, like, you might find it on my Facebook page or on my the other thing they have where you put your music up or whatever, SoundCloud. You know, I have a SoundCloud page, and, you know, whatever. But I don't, you know, until I reach perfection, what I feel is perfection for my recording capabilities, then I won't push it like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm just in the fledgling. I'm beginning, the beginners, the apprentice, you know, so to speak.
Yeah,
but I know good music when I hear it. So, mm-hmm.
Brother Ant, you was gonna say something.
I'm gonna say something, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
I disagree with Miss Tawana about her saying that she's not special. Because woman, I've been to your Facebook page, okay? I know the deal.
Praise God.
I know the deal.
Speak on it.
I know goodness well. I don't know how old you are. I don't know how old you are, but subtract that by 25, and I think that's your real age. And stuff, you know.
Well, thank you.
You are a beautiful woman.
Thank you. I'm
going to go back, and of course I'm going to go back to your page when the show's over, just to let you know that, okay? I'm not a talker or nothing like that, but I do like what I saw, so don't be offended when you see.
I'm glad that's the reason why I got you into the on the show to critique some other music, because I knew you was into that genre.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you wrote. I didn't know exactly what you did. I've seen it said Brawn
Ambition.
Because
I will not put anything out that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've done so much stuff I got on my computer, you know, and I'm super hard on myself.
Need to let some ears hear, because I listen to a lot of music. I do music myself. I got a CD out.
Well, you know, I did put the one video up there, you know, that I did. I did put up there, you know, just for posterity, you know. Okay. You know, so I put up there because I was proud of it. I was proud of the song. I was proud of the video. I edited it. I did it all myself. You know, so I was proud of it. It was one of my first projects in Logic Pro. You know, I'm still getting the hang of mixing, editing, mastering with Logic Pro is, you know, it's hard. It's tough work, you know, to come for something to sound like what you hear on the radio. That's tough work. So, and, you know, but it can be done. You know, you're working with the studio standard. You know, I got Pro Tools, I got Logic Pro, so, you know, it's not like it can't be done, but it takes years of practice, you know. So I'm really hard on myself. You know, I am. But you know what?
You said you got a SoundCloud page, correct?
Yeah. But I haven't updated it recently. Like I said, I'm about to get started because I've been doing, you know, some other work, and I was in school for some other stuff. So, you know, I had put it to the side, put my, you know, music to the side. But this summer I said I'm going to get up on it. I got, you know, I'm outside of work to work on my music. So that's what I'm going to start doing. And so, you know, it's nothing. You know, I'm shopping beats right now so it can make it easy on myself. Just write and record instead of creating beats, you know. So that makes it a little easier on me. But even still, the
hit me up on Facebook
is still
hard. Hit me up on Facebook with the SoundCloud page. Because it's always good to have another set of ears listen to your stuff. You never know. Somebody
you're
will
right.
tell you.
You're
say,
right.
Yeah,
I'm always
that might be hot.
Myself.
And you might be sitting on something that's hot.
Well,
you'll be
anxious. Maybe.
For real.
I'll send it.
Now, I believe that you. I believe it too. Because, like I said, you know, from what I've seen, you know, you got a lot of talent, so I don't. I have no doubt that you'll blow up at any time. You know, I really believe that. I think you got the talent and the drive to do it.
Yeah, it's all about practicing and just trying to do the best that you can each outing.
Right.
You try to make that number one song, because I always told people that write songs, you always try to make the next song that you write better than the last one.
Right.
And that's the theory that I go on at all. That's probably why I got about, 2,000 tracks or 3,000 tracks I've done. You go and try to do the best. You try to do the next one better than all the rest. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's a process, because you got to practice and learn your software, know your software. I don't use Pro Tools. I use another software. Everybody like, man, you got Pro Tools? No, I got it.
No, I do it with Logic Pro. That's my favorite. Logic Pro is actually my preferred software, actually.
I use
technically complicated,
I use Magic Generation 6, and I use it to do my remixes. Sometimes you can do is Magic Generation 16?
Okay, so let me ask both of y'all this question. I'm going to answer from both of y'all. Okay? Yeah, now, Taz knows, since I've been hooked up with him, I don't know the other side of, how music is made and stuff. So I'm real curious. What is the difference from what you use, Taz, than what you use, Mr. Wanda? What is the difference?
It's just different.
It ain't no difference. The difference is how you use
it. Yeah, they all have probably the same things, plug-ins, channel strips, it's just set up differently. You'll find things in different places. They may be called something slightly different from software to software. So you do have to get acquainted with that particular software, but once you know what I'm saying? You know what doing once you get into anyone, as far as making sure your tracks aren't peaking and stuff, and the plugins. I love plugins.
Because from what I see and from what I hear, you have a lot of different artists that are particular about certain styles and stuff, or certain music, certain lighting, the way the microphones and all this stuff. You have to have a certain microphone that you have to use and stuff like that. And I've always wanted to know what the difference was when it comes to that type of, when it comes to that aspect of music. You know what I'm saying, Taz? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I know what you're saying.
Some lights are made for studio. If you are on the stage, and some are made for up close. Like, it's important to have the kind of mic that's made for not for being on the stage. And I figured this out recently. I was talking with another producer, and they were like, maybe your mic is getting a lot of trouble, because I don't have a full studio set up, so I have to do, the home studio thing. And it's hard when you don't have soundproof, when you don't have that reflection filter, trying to keep, or the placement of the mic, it has to be a certain way, and you have to have a pop filter. It's very important because of the way that the mic is made, and how it receives information. So we had to learn all this stuff at Full Sail,
And sometimes you can manipulate the mic with a microphone to make it sound like you are definitely in the studio. You are with your deflections and all that. So I've learned how to do that too, because it's all set up in my house. My studio is in my house. So, it's easier to manipulate the mic than put out about $10,000 of equipment. Really,
I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why you manipulate the mic and make it sound like you are with filters and everything. So, it's different ways. And like I said, we'll talk again, and I'll have you on the show again as well, so you can, network. This is another way of networking, meeting different artists, because now you are familiar with Smitty Beats. and Smitty Beats been out for a while. And I, of course, I do beats as well. So, I mean, it's a lot of people.
I gotta come check some of your stuff out. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I know.
I didn't even know you were doing beats and stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I do music, and of course, me and Ant is working on a comic book that he just came out with a idea, and I'm writing it, and I wrote a comic book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's incredible too. I read some of his material. It's good, and the one that you got for me is good too. I love that.
And next week we reading a black soap opera on the radio for the first time that I wrote. A 1,000-page black soap opera. So we're reading that.
Oh wow, you're so creative. I do some writing.
Yeah,
myself.
I've been doing a lot of stuff over these years. A long time. But yeah. We'll get together, and I'll hit you up again when I think you need to meet a couple other people. I got a couple of jazz people coming through and a couple of female artists I'm friends with, too. So thank you again, Miss Blonde Ambition, for coming through and doing the show.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me. It was really fun.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
I'm going to leave the song that me and Gary Fuchsin, he's a jazz guitarist out of Oklahoma. I'm going to lead the song where me and him put together for his new CD. Here it is.